You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. Last night, we embarked on the Festival of Shavuot, literally the Festival of Weeks, which is also known as Chag HaBikurim, the Festival of the First Fruits, and Zman Matan Torah, the anniversary of the giving of the Torah at Mount Sinai. It is one of the three pilgrim festivals, times when the Israelites or Judeans would make a pilgrimage to the temple, from the times of Solomon to Babylon, and again during the entire Second Temple period. In Israel, we will complete the festival today, whereas for Australia and other Jewish communities around the world, it continues for a second day. The festival is unique in that the Torah commands its observance, but does not record the date. It tells us to count 7 weeks from the day after the Shabbat of Pesach, and then to celebrate on the 50th day, hence the name Pentecost in Christianity. But which day is the Shabbat of Pesach? For Jews of today, it refers to the first day. We begin counting on the second day. But this was not without controversy, with some groups in our history insisting that the Shabbat should be taken literally. Needless to say, arguments over the calendar were serious. So serious that groups who did not accept rabbinic authority and celebrate with the rest of the nation were eventually cut off. Not only is the date not clear, the biblical description of the holiday does not refer to the anniversary of the giving of the Torah, what one might have thought was the most important date to know. It took scholars and specialists to determine that the festival of the first fruits coincided with the revelation at Sinai. Calculating the date that we arrived at Sinai and the number of days it took for the children of Israel to prepare for their encounter with the divine. Today, the festival is celebrated in its various guises. The concept of bringing the first fruits to the temple captured the imaginations of the early Yishuv, the pioneers who settled the land over a century ago. They were reviving agriculture and wanted to celebrate each harvest. Kibbutzim established ceremonies replete with song and dance in which children brought baskets of fruit, either to be shared in the community or, as communities became more prosperous, with those in need. This type of ceremony has spread throughout the Jewish world. Then there is the other face of Shavuot. 16th century Kabbalists, with little connection to agriculture, even those living in Sfat in the north of Israel, but particularly those living in the diaspora, emphasized the link to Matan Torah. They wanted to use the night of the eve of Shavuot to reflect on and relive the last night we were at Sinai, awaiting the promised appearance of the divine. The Torah records that on that morning, Moses had to go and bring the people out of the camp towards the mountain. Commentators interpreted that as meaning that we had fallen asleep. Almost unbelievable considering what was expected in the morning, and certainly to be criticized. Kabbalists instituted the idea of tikkun leil Shavuot, staying up all night to properly prepare oneself for the awe of the day. Different communities developed different modes of study. The Sephardi communities mainly read texts aloud. The Ashkenazi communities engaged in debates and interpretation. But the idea caught on, and today the religious world uses the night for text study, lectures, debates, and discussions. In Israel, the idea has gone even further. The secular world has joined in the tradition. On Shavuot night, museums are open, community centers put on academic, intellectual, or cultural programs. Learning institutions create interesting events for the public all over the country. In Jerusalem, there is an added attraction. As the sun begins to rise at about 4 a.m., thousands of Israelis make their way on a pilgrimage to the Kotel. The walk itself is inspiring, to be with the crowds, all heading to the one destination from multiple directions, is a unifying and uplifting experience. The prayers at the Kotel are wonderful for the men. Unfortunately, not always so for the women, who cannot usually hear the compulsory Torah reading. However, on the plaza above the Kotel, small groups gather together around various Torah readings, often foregoing the traditional separation between men and women so that all can hear. Another custom of the festival is to read the Book of Ruth. This book brings together both elements of the festival I have mentioned so far. The main elements of the story take place in an agricultural setting around the harvest. Ruth accepts Torah voluntarily, exemplifying the idea that the Jewish people voluntarily accepted Torah at Sinai. There is another aspect of the story that is considered key to its choice to be read on this festival. The story is full of instances of kindness and consideration for those in need. Caring for the weak in society is considered a key message of Torah, and in that way the story of Ruth is a narrative that describes Torah values in action. Of course, no Jewish festival is complete without its associated food, cheese and dairy dishes. Shavuot is the festival of cheesecakes. Why? One reason given is that the children of Israel refrained from eating meat on the eve of the giving of the Torah, knowing in advance that they would be receiving laws that would govern what they could or could not eat. Another reason may be to do with the word for cheese, gevinah. We're told that the people at Sinai were a mikvan, a mixed multitude, almost a homonym for gevinah. This is not a pejorative. Our diversity was our strength, and each person received the Torah according to his or her personal and individual qualities and abilities. Each person was valued for their individuality, and the spreading of Torah requires the unique understanding that each of us can bring to it. When you eat your cheesecake, you can be reassured that in doing so, you are celebrating the Torah just by being your unique self. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.